I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
A Florida woman was arrested after entering a home through a doggy door and drinking 4 bottles of wine.
I've always wanted to try to fit through one of those. I wonder if I would fit.
I bet.
Would.
Oh, you totally would fit through a doggy door. Unless it's like a chihuahua, I think you could slide right in there, no problem. But did you guys just not hear that? 4 bottles of wine. Holy crap, that's
a lot
of wine.
I would be dead.
I think one bottle gets me a good buzz. 2, I got to watch out. I got to watch out.
If I have 1 bottle of wine, I'm gone.
You have 1 glass of wine, you're gone. I've seen you.
Yep.
When officers went to the house, the woman wasn't there, but she returned a short time later with a broken bottle of wine. Must have been sad about that. She admitted she knew she was trespassing, and she was charged with petty theft and burglary of a dwelling. I would have been like, I heard the dog whimpering. I was trying to help the dog out. A drunk guy, I guess we're sticking with drunks this morning. A drunk guy in Pennsylvania repeatedly called 911 because he wanted someone to talk to. The guy first called to say he wanted to speak to a cop, even though he didn't have an emergency. Kind of an important thing to have. Officers went to the guy's house, and a few hours later, after he called 911 5 more times, they came back again. He admitted, I've been drinking several beers, and he was kind of upset about a family situation. Wonder if it was like a lady or a kid.
That's sad.
Yeah, he was in a bad mood. So officers told the dude, listen, don't call back unless there's an actual emergency. But what do you guys think he did?
He called back.
Yeah. He called back one more time a few minutes later after they left. He was arrested and charged with intentionally calling 911 for other purposes than an emergency. Now, you had to call 911 the other day. What'd you do, Alex?
Well, I was driving on 69 South, and I was right up where the 465 split is. You can go south or west, like in Fishers. And the SUV in front of me dumped a kitten outside their window, like threw a kitten outside their window onto the interstate. And I've never seen
it was moving?
Yes, I've heard of stuff like that happening.
God.
Like ditching their pet or whatever. I've heard of that. I've never seen it. And so I swerved so I didn't hit it. But I mean, it was dumped in the middle of heavy traffic. Like, it for sure probably got squished within 5 seconds. But I called 911. I don't know what you're supposed to do in that situation, but I called them. They forwarded me to the sheriff, and then the sheriff was just like, we can't really do anything about that. Because I didn't get their license number, so.
Oh, man, you should have, like, rear-ended them, like, pull over, buddy!
Yeah, I just thought that was so awful.
I don't get that. Like, if you don't want an animal, go take it to, like to a shelter. Just, like, if anything, if you're going to just dump it there, that's fine. Give it a chance to survive.
Yeah, put it on Craigslist or something.
I thought that was so sad.
Casual encounters with a cat?
It really bummed me out.
Oh, for sure. Now you bummed me out. All right, it's time to try to have some fun. Can I try to bring everybody back in a good mood now?
Yeah.
All right. 2 thieves in Las Vegas managed to steal 30,000 condoms.
Do they think they're going to have that much sex in Vegas?
And, I'm not done yet, Alex, and $10,000 worth of sex toys.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's a lot,
Must
right?
Must be a fraternity.
The two unidentified men robbed a warehouse belonging to the high-end sex toy company, Lelo, or something. Have you heard of that, producer MYK? You used to work in the porn industry back in the day.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Is it a good company, like pretty big, high-end, Lelo?
Yeah, it's well-known.
All right, cool. Security cameras caught the two sneaking into the back gate. So they went in through the back gate, the back door, it sounds like. They walked away with 2 shipping boxes full of condoms. They came back a few minutes later to pick up 36 more packages. Then they got even bolder. This doesn't stop people. The two men came back the next morning and grabbed 3 more large boxes, 2 of them which included 33 butt plugs and 48 Kegel exercisers.
Yikes.
Kegel exercisers.
That was aggressive.
Well, apparently they were going for the good stuff. Do you have that kind of exerciser, Alex?
I don't.
Okay. Do you know anybody that does? I didn't know if that was a common purchase.
No, I don't think it is. Yikes.
I lean towards producer MYK. Have you seen that exercise equipment?
I've seen it, yeah.
Double
but I don't,
yikes.
I don't need it.
All right. Well, there's still no word what was in the third box. Police didn't know who the thieves were, and they have made no arrests. So it looks like they got away with 30,000 condoms and $10,000 worth of sex toys. So that freaks me out if you're like, hey, man, I got a condom for 10 cents.
Let them get away with it. Nobody wants those back.
No kidding. Those are all yours, and those right there are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Comedian Kathy Griffin will hold a press conference this morning in Los Angeles where she will claim to be the victim of bullying by the Trump family. Kathy released a photo of herself holding a mock beheaded President Donald Trump by the bloody scalp, and now she claims to be a victim. In a press release, her attorney, Lisa Bloom, states, earlier this week, Ms. Griffin released a controversial photograph of herself posing with a faux bloody mask of Donald Trump's face. Ms. Griffin and Ms. Bloom will explain the true motivation behind the image and respond to the bullying from the Trump family she has endured. The press conference will be held at 9 a.m. Pacific.
The 12 o'clock noon.
Right. PDT. At her lawyer's office in Los Angeles. Will.i.am has confirmed the rumors that Fergie has left the Black Eyed Peas. Will.i.am talked about replacing Fergie, and he said, nobody's replacing Fergie. She's working on her solo project at the moment. We're on this brand new experience, celebrating 20 years of the Black Eyed Peas putting out music. We're proud that she has her label, but Black Eyed Peas are pushing it forward in terms of content, technology, and experiences on our new project. So have you ever heard somebody say things like, I'm totally a Taylor Swift stan, or I'm a Fifth Harmony stan.
I'm looking at one right now.
Yeah, I'm a Taylor Swift stan. The phrase stan was added to the Oxford Dictionary thanks to Eminem. The rapper released the song Stan in 2000 based on an obsessed fan who ended up taking his life because Eminem wouldn't respond to him. Despite the depressing message associated with the song, the phrase has come to mean something more positive. Today, throughout fan bases, it's depicted as people who are extremely dedicated to their beloved musician or celebrity. According to Oxford, stan can be both a noun and a verb. So if your kids are saying that word, that's what it means. Brad Pitt is helping to bring some joy to Chris Cornell's children in the wake of the Soundgarden singer's unexpected death. Brad was spotted paying a visit to Universal Studios Hollywood with Cornell's 12-year-old daughter Tony and his 11-year-old son Christopher. One source said Brad definitely seemed like he was there for the kids to have a good time. He was very accommodating to them and thankful to everybody at each attraction for helping them. According to Us Weekly, Golden State Warriors forward Kevin Durant and Bachelorette star Rachel Lindsay had a pretty serious relationship while they were students at the University of Texas. The source says they broke up when Rachel went to law school. And speaking of Rachel Lindsay, one of the contestants on her show is getting skewered online for what some are calling racist tweets. Contestant Lee Garrett, a 30-year-old singer-songwriter from Nashville, has had old tweets of his dug up that say things like, "When was the last time you saw a pretty feminist?" his hatred of Islam, and saying that the difference between the NAACP and the KKK is one is the sense of shame to cover their racist ass faces. Chris Harrison tweeted about the controversial contestant last night, saying, "For those asking, no, of course we didn't know about the offensive tweets from Lee's account. None of us were aware of them. Very unfortunate. That's the garbage."
All right, I found this study, and I would like to know your thoughts on this, Alex. And you can also tweet us to Joe and Alex Show. That is our Twitter. It found that men may not be able to help it when they're looking at other women when they pass by. Scientific reasons why.
Let me guess, a male scientist wrote this.
I think there was female scientists, too, so listen up here. Number one, you can blame it on our brains. Scientists say that one of the most glaring differences between the male and female brain is that men have a sexual pursuit area that is 2.5 times larger than the one in the female brain. Just like cavemen from thousands of years ago, the brain of the modern-day man is more or less programmed to always be on the lookout for a fertile mate. Hey.
Weird.
So that's one reason.
Kind of creepy.
That's science. It's built into us. What do you want us to do?
What do you want us to do? We can't help it.
So we may not physically pursue all women we see, but there's still, you know, a deep-seated thing like, hey, I got to check out the goods. Another thing science says, ladies, you need to back off. Testosterone, that plays a huge role too. Mm-hmm. We have 6 times more of the libido hormone surging through our veins than women do. Columbia University. Ever heard of them?
Yes.
Researchers found that testosterone impairs the impulse control region of the brain. In other words, most guys likely look before they think. What are we going to do?
Okay, what's your third one?
Yeah, I hope you're taking this science in. I hope it's hitting you in the brain.
Oh, it is.
A third reason why, we're visual creatures. It's the eye candy factor. A new study shows that while women tend to feel attracted to familiar faces, men are more turned on by someone who they've never seen before. I agree. The next time you catch your man turning his head to get a better look at a hot chick, ask yourself this: would you get on his case for checking out like a cool new car that drove by?
Okay.
No, you would never do that. So if you catch your guy looking at another lady, instead of being insecure, you know, like jabbing him in, you know, with your elbow, making like a little snide remark, try to ignore it, because it's just like a fleeting thing. It's like, oh, okay, next, he'll forget about it probably.
Okay, so basically what you're saying is that the Duggars are on to something.
Explain.
because the Duggar family, if you wonder why their daughters wear, you know, long skirts and they always are very modest, they have very high necklines and all that stuff, is because they say that men are visual creatures and they don't want their daughters to be temptation for another man, like walking on the street. So that's why they wear like full coverage bathing suits and all this other stuff, because they don't want to distract another man.
I think the Duggars, their way, that makes sense, but I think they did it kind of in the way backwards. Look at their son, what he did. Like, they didn't allow their son to look, and then he did some messed up stuff at home.
No, they've
too.
Got some issues there.
So
sure.
I think that kind of almost backfires. But
that's what they say their reasoning is behind their daughters dressing so modestly, is because guys can't help it. So the women need to be responsible for helping them not do it. Do you see what I'm saying?
I get their point, but I think it's a little extreme though. And that's where, that's the same thing with Mike Pence, like not going out. I think some things are to the extreme, but hey, to each their own, that's your thing. But do you at least agree now that science has our back here? It's not our fault.
Well, I think that, you know, guys need to do some.
Are you a science denier?
No, I'm not a science denier.
You don't believe in science.
There are a lot of things in science I don't believe in, or whatever you want to say. But this instance, I do think guys are visual creatures. I do think men are made biologically different than women, which is why I think we have our own specific gender roles and all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, like, it makes sense to me. Like, you're made up completely different. So, yes, I agree, but I also don't think it can be used as an excuse to just ogle women all day long, if that makes sense.
Well, you can be like, look at how hot
Yeah, you
she
can't,
is.
You can't. This is, like, the type of thing when a guy says, like, if a girl claims rape and then says, well, how are you dressed? You can't use that, you know what I mean?
No, but if a guy looks at a girl because her boobs are hanging out, that we're attracted to it. That's how we sustain life.
Right. So a girl can't get mad if her boobs are out and a guy looks at her. She can't say, like, why are you looking at me when her boobs are out?
Because I get so scared all the time, Alex. I've worked with some co-hosts before that had that actually had bigger boobs than me, which is hard because I'm very chesty. I'm like a C cup. So, like, I even get afraid, like, when you wear something too, I'm like, don't look at Alex's boobs. Because it's not even like I'm trying to look. It's just like, they're there.
So, I don't know what this tweet means. Nicole says, Joe, do you think men should be okay if the roles were reversed? Like,
if
women were visual creatures, you mean, and then we were like checking dudes out, like
staring at his package all day.
Yeah,
like,
something like
what's
that.
In there?
I mean, I don't know how that would feel, but like the way I'm built up now, like, yeah, I feel like right now, like, I do get oogled and googled all the time by women. I'm like, hey, I'm married. I'm off the market. I get women all the time. Hey, you on Bumble?
It's actually true. He really does when he goes out to like the bar scene.
It blows
stuff.
My mind. I'm like, where was all this attention when I was single? Now that I'm married, everybody wants a little piece of Joe. You can't have none. No.
We all want what we can't have.
Finish the lyrics. We need to, first of all, get some teammates here. Let's go to line number 2, I think this is. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Corey,
what's up, man? How are you?
I'm pretty swell. How about yourself?
Swell. Are you swell or swole? Like, are you lifting today?
No, just swell, like too much salt.
Lifting or infected, right?
I'm swole. Ew.
All right, Corey, do you want to be on Team Joe or Team Alex for Finish the Lyrics today?
Let's go, Joe.
Hell yeah.
I don't really think there's a right choice in this game, because the last couple weeks, both of us have gotten zero right. So
yeah, but we've learned about other cultures and other languages.
That's true.
You guys are still angry over that.
Oh, we're not angry. We're just passive-aggressive about it.
Despacito.
What's up, Chris? You're on Team Alex this morning.
Cool.
All right. Let's see here. Alex, would you like to go first or second today?
Let's go second.
Okay. Producer Monica, let's go over the rules real quick so I understand this. We're going to get a song each, so we'll take turns. We get up to 3 songs, and we can go to our person one time, right, as a lifeline?
Yeah, you get one lifeline.
Okay.
And all you're going to do is say the next word, one word.
Okay. Artist and title is what we need?
No, we're playing Finish the Lyrics, Joe. Oh. All you're going to do is finish the lyrics of whatever is playing.
That's why I came to you. Okay.
So you'll hear part of a song, and it'll stop at a certain point.
I feel like today's Thursday. Today's Friday.
Once it stops, the next lyric, the next word.
Okay. Well, then let's get into it. It's going to be Team Alex and Chris. This is your first song. I hope you ladies are ready.
No, I'm second.
She said second.
Okay.
You're first.
Can I go home? I'm sick today. All right, here we go. This is song number 1 for Corey and I. Damn, Corey, this is going to be tough.
We got it.
Here we go.
I'm friends with the monster, the sound of my bed.
Get along with the
voices inside of my head.
You're trying to save me.
Crap. Do you know that one, Corey? Actually, I can't come to you yet. Hold on. I don't want to waste you yet. Let me hear it.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me.
Stop holding your breath. I think it's stop. I'm going to say final answer, stop.
Final answer?
Yes.
Stop holding your breath.
Yeah. Wow. Riri, All right. Chris and Alex, your turn. Here
all
we
right.
go.
I am all the time to keep you off my mind. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Spend my days locked in a haze. Trying to forget you, babe. I fall back down.
Gotta.
Final answer?
Yes.
All right. Final answer is gotta. Let's see.
Gotta stay high.
Yeah.
There you go. All right.
I was scared of that song, man.
I know.
I
saw the look in your face. I'm like, all right, Corey and I are going to take the lead. All right. This is our second song here, Corey. Let's see how we do.
It's been a long
I hate this song.
Me too.
Without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
We've come a long way. I'm going to say we've come a long way. Final answer.
We've come a long way.
Ooh, this is so much better.
To dumb it down.
Yeah, dumb it down.
After last week, like, Despacito. And then I get yelled at by all
the
of our...
The word was poquito,
I get yelled at by all of our coworkers in Telemundo. It's like, you are so disrespectful. I'm like, I'm sorry, I don't know.
Did they really say that?
Poquito.
No, I said burrito, because I swear to God it was in the song. No. All right, Alex and Chris, you got to get this one to keep it tied up. Here you go.
If I was your boyfriend,
oh, God.
Never let you go.
Calm down.
It's either keep it on the low or any way you want. Oh, God! Oh, Beaver!
Never thought I'd hear that. We'll
play it again.
If I was your boyfriend,
yes!
I'd never let you go. Keep you on my arm, girl. You'd never be alone. I could be a gentleman.
I'm going to say any way you want. I don't know if that's right, though.
Do you want to go to your lifeline or no?
No, any way you want.
Any way you want. Final answer.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Any way you want.
Anything you want.
Anything.
Oh, man. All right. Corey.
I was close.
Corey, let's win it right now with this one. Here we go. Woo. Finish the lyrics. Song number three for Team Joe and Corey.
Oh, say can you see?
Oh, dude, I'm gonna America the hell out of this.
By the dawn's early light, so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming.
Wait, oh crap, I don't know. Is that right, Corey?
If you get this wrong, that is a bad look.
Corey. Corey, any idea here? I need a final answer with you, bud.
Who's... I don't...
Dude, you're American!
Oh my gosh!
Oh my God. I'm going to say, and the Rockets red glare.
Oh!
And I'm going to say, and.
If you are wrong, do you understand how this is like, you'll never live this down?
I get it. I'm an American. I get it.
Holy crap.
America. Well, it's and. I'm not going with America. Final answer, and.
Who's holy crap.
Hey, your boy Corey said it for you, Joe. What did he say?
What did he say?
He said who's?
Broad stripes and bright stars.
No, he didn't.
He did.
Corey. And you're like, oh, I'm going to go with and.
All right, Alex, you're still down by one. You got to get this to tie
crap.
It up.
I can't get over the fact that you just got the national
Let's
anthem
move
wrong.
Along.
Wow.
I'm trying to pretend it didn't happen.
It happens to everybody.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Christina Aguilera, maybe. All right.
You got to give your jumper back.
No, I
always
like that.
Him. Yeah, you got to get back
West
that American romper to Jess West.
You know what I need, like a Russian romper now?
I need SSR.
All right, here we go,
Call
guys.
Call Pee-Pee. Oh, okay, this is not the normal song, first of all. I'm going to use my lifeline on this. Chris? It's the Black Eyed Peas version, some kind of remix.
It is the actual song. Yeah, there's no remix, Alex.
Is it. Oh, it isn't? Oh, what's the next word? And I owe it all to you. You.
Did you stroke out?
You want to hear it again?
Yes, play it again. Think about it, Chris. Gross.
Sorry.
Is it dirty?
Dirty? I don't know, but we're going to go with what you say because I have no clue.
All right, final answer, dirty, and it is...
Dirty bit.
Oh!
What? Oh, my gosh!
I don't think that's what they say in the original song.
That is, it's called the time dirty bit.
Right. Okay, right, but yeah. the normal song where, like, from Dirty Dancing where they sing...
This is not the Dirty Dancing song. This is the Black Eyed Peas
song. That's what I said, and you said, no, it's not a remix.
No, you said it's a remix. It's not a remix.
No, it's a remix of the original song is what I'm saying in my mind.
It's not a remix of the Black Eyed Peas.
Right,
Okay, we have to do rock. First of all, I'm getting lit
We're
up.
We're tied?
We're tied. We're going to have to do Rock, Paper, Scissor off, but I'm getting
are
lit
Are you getting
up
roasted for getting the national anthem
on our
wrong?
Joe and Alex Show Twitter. People are saying I'm un-American, I'm
you
a
are
terrible person.
Who'd you vote for?
It doesn't matter who I voted for. That's my individual
right.
To
speed this up, Joe, we're going to go to a coin flip. You call heads or tails? Oh, not you. I'm going to get Alex. You call heads or tails. You didn't know the national anthem.
Tails.
Tails. All right. It's on tails. You decide. All right. Do you want to play or pass?
For Joe?
No, you're going to go with number 7. You're going to play or pass?
Pass.
You're going to pass a song?
Right. Yeah.
So you're going to pass, so he has a chance to take it right now. You're not going to try?
Oh, I'll play.
You will play.
Yes.
All right. Listen up, Chris and Alex. Here you go.
You're way too beautiful, girl. That's why you're
final answer.
Over, yeah.
All right. That was a freaking easy one. Corey, hold on. Yeah. I got to cut your music off, Alex. Hold on. I have to.
The song is the best part.
No, this is called damage control. Trust me, you've had to do it a few times on the show before, too, and we've said stuff
thanks
we shouldn't have done.
No, I've never said something on the show I shouldn't have. I will never apologize.
I'll apologize because of the stuff she said was dumb. But hey, listen. I am so sorry to Corey and all good Americans out there for not knowing that. As a matter of fact, coming up sometime in the show, we will play the national anthem in its entirety, okay?
All right, there it is.
Will you sing it all, Joe?
I will. I'm going to get the script and I'll learn it.
She's a very freaky girl.
Super freak. She's super freaky. Get your freak on.
Joe and Alex show, and one of the best parts of the week, most would argue, is a freak show Friday. That's where you can call in, or you can email us, too. It's joeandalexshow@gmail.com or 317-239-1009, and just kind of share something a little freaky, a little weird about yourself, or maybe people say it's weird. Maybe you're like, I'm totally normal, but my friend or my family member thinks I'm a weirdo. Cleo, good morning, calling into the show. What is it for you? Tell us about your freaky side.
Hey guys, well, I guess I'm just gonna come like right out and say it. 1997 was the last time that I showered, and I was 13 then, and I'm 33 now.
Whoa!
So like 20 years, huh?
Yep, 20 years and counting, and I have no desire to go back to the other side.
I have so many questions. You've not showered for 20 years, 97?
Yep.
Do you bathe at all? Like, do you take a tub bath?
Let me put it this way. I have not used a combination of soap and water since 1997.
Holy crap. I'm sorry, but I can't imagine what you smell like.
Is there a reason why you don't do that?
I guess there's a lot of reasons. 1997, I was right around the age. The boys were starting to go through changes. And I just remember that in gym class, I really loved the way that the boys smelled when I started to, like, smell their body odor.
Ew!
This is weird, but for me, and I've talked about this before, and I get judged, so I kind of pipe up about it, but I don't do it all the times, but I really do sometimes. I like to see if I need to wear deodorant or not. I'll check the smell of my pits. Like, I'm not saying it's a great smell, but I kind of do like it. I'm kind of like,
ew, Joe.
No, but I do like to shower. You guys know me. I shower twice a day.
Don't do it now.
I'm sorry. I'll put my hands away.
Okay, so you don't use, I mean, but you're a woman. So woman to woman, there are definitely some times that we have to bathe. Like, what are you doing during that time of the month, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, sure. I mean, of course, there's things you have to do. I use baby wipes.
That's it?
I mean, they're pretty strong, you know, yeah.
Baby wipes do cover a good area. I was going to ask, like, what do you do when you get, like, the bubble gut or something? Because there's just certain things that need to be cleaned up and treated like a baby or something. But, okay, so you'll do baby wipes. Are you just afraid of the water? I mean,
No, listen, I'm not afraid of anything at all, guys. I'm a feminist. I consider myself a naturalist. And there's actually a lot of benefits to not showering. I mean, if you think about where we came from, our roots, like, no one was marketing soaps to us. It's all unnatural. And, you know, the way I am, like I said, I'm a naturalist. And, you know, I get fewer bug bites in the summer.
I bet the mosquitoes just drop when they fly by near you.
Yeah, no kidding. Are you using deodorant?
No, I don't use deodorant. Again, really, really unnatural. So I'm not into that at all.
As weird as this might sound or freaky, Alex, I mean, what Cleo is saying is kind of true. I mean, we didn't have, for a longest time, soap. And, I mean, they say it dries out your skin. I get the idea of smelling good, but it's weird as it is, she is kind of on point.
Yeah, but, I mean, even though we didn't have soap before, it's like, thank God that came around. Like, I feel like in the future, people aren't going to be saying, well, like, cancer's all natural. They didn't have a remedy for cancer back then, but once we have that, we're going to be glad we have it. I feel like most people are glad we have soap.
I don't know. Personally, I mean, I've never been attracted to cancer. I'm attracted to people's body odors. And, you know, I date, I'm out there in the scene. And I'll tell you right now, if a guy does not like what's going on with me, we're done.
Really?
It is what it is.
What about washing your hair? Do you wash your hair?
I mean, no, I've got dreads and, you know, look, the dirtier, the better. And I just, you know, like I said, I mean, there's no, a razor doesn't touch my skin. Like, I am a naturalist. I believe that that's what we're meant to be.
Do you have, like, a washer and dryer, or is that something you don't mess with either?
Yeah, what about your clothes?
Oh, yeah, no, I wash my clothes. Actually, look, I wash my clothes every day because they need to stay clean. I mean, I don't consider myself dirty.
But what about, like, I feel like there's got to be some sort of buildup on your skin. If you have not showered since 1997 or bathed, there's got to be some buildup.
She uses, like, baby wipes, right?
Only on her area, she said only during that time of the month.
There's times that I get, like, a little bit gross, or I'll get, like, flaky, or, you know, maybe I'll have a pimple and I'll pop it and, you know, it'll get, like, a little, I guess, on the nasty scale, right? Like, so, you know, I'll let a little extra water run on it. But again, it's about letting my body take its course. Do you guys know? I mean, our bodies have the systems to deal with whatever we need.
Wow. This is crazy.
Yeah, where in the Bible did it mention a bar of soap?
This is crazy.
Yeah. All right, I mean, well, this isn't religious, but...
No, but I mean, like, as much as it's... I'm not saying it's not weird, and I'm not judging you, Cleo, but it is a little bit freaky. I don't think I know anybody else, except for you calling in this morning to the Joe and Alex Show, that hasn't officially bathed or showered in 20 years. That's a long time. But, I mean, if that's you, that's you, I guess.
Wow, this is... And the fact that, you're dating. Like, it's not like, you know, guys are not dating you. Like you said, you've been dating, right? So that...
Hey, listen, go on Google, guys. Search it. There are people who like body odors. That is a thing.
Wow.
I'm popular in certain forums.
She's like, I'm super popular on a really certain category on Pornhub.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well, Cleo, this is like, this is freaky. It's definitely on a different scale of like the already been chewed gum girl.
You know what? Hold on. This is Freaky Friday, not Stinky Friday.
Right. It's definitely freaky, but it's a different type of freaky. But I'm glad that you shared it with us.
Yeah, Cleo, thank you for calling in this morning.
Thank you, guys.
All right, 317-239-1009. I kind of get a point to what Cleo says, and I'll admit it. And you can lie and say you don't, but I kind of sometimes like to sniff my armpits just to get a little bit of the whiff, but I do like to shower twice a day.
Is there anyone that's listening that really does only shower like once a week, or, you know, what's the like longest you've gone without showering?
Yeah, 317-239-1009. You can also hit us up on our Twitter and Instagram, Joe and Alex Show. Make sure you give us a follow. And Radio Now 100.9 on Facebook.
She's a very freaky girl.
Super freak. She's super freaky.
Get your freak on.
Just tuning into the Joe and Alex Show. We talked to Cleo, who since 1997, which is roughly 20 years, says she has not showered when she was 13. That's kind of the last time. She likes that smell. Now, she does do some hygiene stuff as far as that. She uses baby wipes.
Only once a month during that time. That is it. She doesn't use those to bathe.
She's like, I do my laundry. I'm not dirty or anything.
Yeah, she said she
clean
does,
clothing.
She washes her clothes every single day, and then she has dreads, so she doesn't wash her hair, and she doesn't shave. She says a razor has never touched her skin.
So I don't know. What do you think? Is that kind of freaky to you? Is that really gross? Or does she got a point maybe kind of being that natural, like, not putting crap all over your body? 317-239-1009. Also, Joe and Alex Show on our Twitter and Instagram.
Kerrigan says, this girl is tripping. We didn't have grocery stores a long time ago either, but I'm not hunting and fishing for every meal. That's exactly what I was thinking. Her argument that, well, we didn't have soap before. I'm like, well, what is that?
But it's true, though. Soap dry. Look at, like, when I do, like, my beard stuff too, it does dry your skin out. I don't care if you got Dove or whatever creamy soap's the best in the market.
Ugh.
It still does have an effect on your skin.
Amber says, what about toothpaste? We did forget to ask her about her oral hygiene. Forgot that. Leanne said, ask her what her house smells like. You know how everybody has a house smell? Imagine, guys.
Yeah,
imagine.
Ours smells like wet dogs sometimes because they go to the bark park so much. But I think a lot of people, I finally realized it the other day. I'm like, ooh, we got that dog smell. Maybe you don't realize your own funk, whatever that funk might be.
Ugh. Someone else said, could you imagine being her OBGYN? Hashtag disgusting. Nicole said, I'm all for the hippie lifestyle, except this. Ranky and stanky should not be a lifestyle.
Yo, Mallory, you think this is totally like a good thing, right?
I think it's nasty. It's disgusting. I can't even go 2 days without a bath.
Yeah, I think the longest that I've ever gone, I was probably really sick, and maybe 2 or 3 days, but it was severe sickness. Severe.
I mean, I'm the type that if I feel my hair is greasy, I got to get shampoo on it.
Yep.
If I feel like I need to shave, that razor's going.
Yeah, but normally I shower once a day.
The biggest thing that causes me to shower, like if I would go a day or two and then finally, it's like the crotch region kind of gets that funk.
You kind of feel like you got to get that area clean.
Like the taint, yeah, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, God.
I have to admit, when it comes to sex, I won't have sex unless I shower.
I'm the same way. Well, I mean, like,
I
don't have
like
a lot of sex,
girl,
but.
Well, I feel like if you're a girl, that first shave that you get, that is, to me, I feel like that's the greatest turn on when a man has touched some clean legs, some
Alex, what about you? What's your stuff? Do you shower before sex or what?
You know I'm not having sex. I'm waiting until I'm married to have sex, so there's no showering. In my
life. Honey, not me. It took me until I was like almost 30 to get mine popped.
Wow. Wait, 30? That's a sidebar. Did you wait for 30?
I was only like 25, so.
Wait. What age were you when you lost your virginity?
25.
Oh!
And it was when my parents were home downstairs in the living room, and me and my friend went upstairs in my room.
Wow, this could be a Freak Show Friday right here. I like this. Okay.
The oldest virgin listening. That is what we should do.
We'll do that one day.
Who can be
me? I think you guys should do that, but I mean, that girl needs to shower. She needs to get some, like, bio something.
All right, hey, thank you for calling
Sorry
in this morning.
Nothing.
It's
Sorry.
Okay. I dumped you. Thank you for calling in this morning. We all get excited sometimes. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
This is Steve.
Hey, Steve, what's up? What do you think about Cleo? She hasn't showered, she says, in about 20 years. She wipes and stuff, but doesn't go in there with soap and scrub and all that good stuff.
Well, I can't relate to the 20-year syndrome, but I've gone without a shower up to 2 to 3 weeks.
Whoa, why?
Was that like military stuff? Why'd you go that long? Or camping?
I ain't never really been big on showers or taking baths growing up, I guess. I mean, my mother would have to fight with me to get me to take a shower or take a bath when I was a kid. And I'd put a little bit of shampoo on my head so when she smelled it, then she would think that I took a bath.
You just see her.
Just rub a little bit on top, you're good, yeah.
Okay, I have so many questions. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Indianapolis.
Like what part?
South Side.
Okay. And how old were you when you went on your 2 to 3 week stint of no showering? Probably like a preteen?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much off and on all my life. I mean, it's like I'd say a few months ago, I think I went up about 3 weeks without a shower.
And how often are you having sex?
Pretty frequent, 3-4 times a week.
Dang! Yeah. Are you married?
Yes.
Your wife does not care. Does she also go that long without showering?
No. She's real particular with her hygiene.
So how can she not care about yours?
And she's like, you're the only person I've ever seen that can go days or even weeks without a shower and not stink.
Yeah, so that's what I was going to ask. Like, you might go that long and it may not be that bad, right? Because if I go a couple of days, like, I'm disgusting. But it sounds like you can go like a week or two and it doesn't smell bad.
Wait. I still have another question. Okay, so if your wife, though, as a female, decided to go 2 or 3 weeks without showering, would you still want to have sex with her?
Oh, no, I guess it's kind of a different, I think it's a different ball game with a woman, you know, they down below. I mean, I'll freshen up my lower region and freshen up my armpits, but that's about it.
You wear deodorant every day?
Yes, I have to do that.
And how old are you?
Almost 40.
This is just so interesting to me. Wow.
For real, yeah. Here's your song, man. Thank you for calling and we appreciate it.
Smell.
Where's my Mr. Krabs drop?
smell.
That what?
The smell that smells.
I got to tell you right there, this might have been one of the best Freak Show Fridays because it spawned off other people, and that's what I love. I love people that listen to this show and call in because I feel like I'm just like everybody listening. Like, I smell my armpits. You never do that, admit it.
No.
You never do that. Hold on, let me do it real quick.
I can't even look at you.
I'm
closing my eyes.
Ooh, it's kind of wet.
Ew.
Smell it real quick.
Stop.
No, just smell
it. No, I'm not smelling. Oh my God, I'm going to throw up.
It's kind of like,
get that hand away from me.
I can smell it from here.
No, it's like a good smell. Okay, you can lie, and I'm not stealing it from the SNL bit, but there's a lot of people, whether you admit it or not on the radio or tweet us, Joe and Alex show, that you do smell your pits from time to time. Like, you put your
Come
hand
on.
Underneath of it. I just did it right now. I definitely need some deodorant. I'm going to put that out there.
Ew.
I've been in this situation before, and as a guy, when I was dating, I did not want to do this. My buddy has been hanging out with a girl for a few weeks, and the other night he went over to her place. You know, things are going good, and they had some dinner. And he ended up, like, watching, I think, some Netflix and chilling and kind of passed out, you know, and woke up, and he's like, uh-oh, I've got the bubble gut.
Oh, my gosh.
The bubble gut was a calling. Not good.
Bubble guts.
Bubble guts. So he crept into her bathroom. And he went to the bathroom, and I guess it was pretty bad. He had to hit the toilet a lot. Like, just keep on flushing it. Keep that stank smell down as much as he could.
Poor guy.
It's a lot of water going to waste right
there. Yeah, I will go through, like, extensive measures not to poop at a guy's house. Like, I will even go so far as, like, hey, I'm really craving chicken nuggets. I'm going to run down to McDonald's really quick. Be right back.
But I'll go to the bathroom
in the McDonald's. I will do anything. I will go to a 24-hour Walmart before I will go number two in a guy's bathroom.
But
I won't
he says,
it.
Unless it's a girlfriend, and even then, he says, even when it's a girlfriend, he just tries to avoid going to the bathroom at her place. I'm wondering, is that something that's common for guys and for girls?
I think so.
I think after a couple of dates, I'll do it. But here's why I check out the scene. Like, if I'm there for a little bit, if I see you have an air freshener can, I'm going to drop a deuce if I have to. But if I don't see anything like a Febreze or anything to cover the air, isn't that the worst when you go to a party or somebody's house and there's nothing there to mask, like a cat covering up its dew with litter?
You got
to
buy poopery.
Oh, yeah, they do make poo-pourri,
guys,
right?
Make it easier for girls. Girls, make it easier for guys. In your apartment, go to the store, like a drugstore, buy poo-pourri. Keep it on top of your toilet. Make it easily accessible, too. That's the worst thing, I feel like, when I'm rummaging through 89 cabinets.
Like, is she getting into my drugs? What is she doing?
Yeah, I'm trying to find something to cover up smell with. So, like, why don't people make it easier to find? But, like, I don't know. I feel so bad for him, but, yeah, I think we all go through it. But, I mean, I will be doing things to mask the noise, too. So, first of all, I'll ask them to leave. If it's really that bad.
Wait, you ask them to leave? leave the place.
Their own place, yes. So, like, here's an example.
Like, they don't know what's going on.
Excuse me, can you leave?
If I'm dating a guy and I'm at his house or his apartment, and it's so bad that I don't have time to do my, like, Walmart excuse or something, then I'm going to be, like, straightforward and say, I'm so sorry. I don't feel good. I got to use the bathroom. Can you step out? And then he's going to be like, step out. And I'm going to be like, I can't go if I know that you're in the house and you could potentially hear me. So I'll make him go. And even if he's outside of the house, I'm turning on the shower, the sink, every single noise possible. I'm playing a YouTube video on my phone. I've got all these noises going on so that you can't hear me, you can't smell me, all of that.
Singing in the bathroom.
I'm singing. La, 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 la. Yeah, I'm playing like Luke Bryan or something, singing along. I'm doing everything
country
possible.
Girl, shake that booty, yeah, shake that booty. See, I feel like that draws way more attention to your stinky booty or your doo-doo.
Well, if I'm in a relationship and, like, we're past, like, he knows I poop, then I'm going to ask him to leave, or I'm going to tell him what's going on and that I need him to, like, step away or blast music or something.
Because that's something you don't know at the beginning of a relationship. Like, I wonder if this girl actually poops.
No, but you keep the mystery. You don't talk about it. It's like a taboo subject.
317-239-1009. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram and Radio Now 100.9. I want to know, how long do you have to know someone before you'll actually use their bathroom? It sounds like, Alex, it's... Like, let's say you had a boyfriend now for a year. Like, you're long-term. Are you still going to make him leave his place to go?
Yeah, because I want him to think of me as, like, sexy and hot. I don't want him to hear me going... You know?
Well, he's not going to hear that.
Yes, you can. There's
no way.
If it's really bad...
You with the fan running and everything?
Yes.
What is he like creepily, like right by the side door, like?
Let me tell you something. One of my friends has only been dating a guy a short amount of time. He had an emergency situation. Had to use the apartment or at use the bathroom at her house. And even with the fan running and everything, she could hear it. And it was so awkward between them afterwards, he had to leave. So I'm just going to say, it makes it awkward. You can definitely hear things no matter how many fans you have running and stuff.
I got to give you a book. It's called Everybody Poops.
I know that, but there's still, you want to be seen as sexy and attractive. If you're over there to hook up and the first thing you do is go explode in her toilet, she's probably not going to be that inclined to go down there. I mean...
317.
If a girl's giving you a special kiss, her nose is right up in that area.
You would clean that up, Alex. You're not doing that when she's giving you a special kiss.
If you are
kiss.
Newly dating someone, you're not going to jump into their shower. You're only over there for this.
You're
going like, to
use toilet
time.
Paper or wet wipes or something.
Okay, but that does not. You got, like, after that, you're done. You're not hooking up anymore. So then it's awkward. What are you there for?
Good
if you're
morning.
Only there for that.
Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Hey, this is Hannah.
Hannah, what's your policy here? Do you ever go to the bathroom if you're dating somebody?
Okay, well, I will go number one. Number two, though, no. But I have another story. So I had a friend, and this was, but she was dating this guy, and it was an emergency. Like, she had to go. So she did. She sent him outside, turn on the fan, water, everything.
She sent him outside?
Then comes to find out. Yeah, but no, wait, this is the weird part. Turns out he then went, like, into the basement to the pipe, like, to try and listen to her.
Ew! What a weirdo!
Nasty.
He had a poo-poo finish.
He's so nasty.
Wait, how'd she know he did that?
He told her.
He showed her the camera footage he had set up inside the bathroom,
yikes.
Too. Oh, my gosh. That is absolutely insane. Hey, thank you for calling in. All right, 317-239-1009. I want to talk to more people, and I want to see if anybody – does anybody feel comfortable going to the bathroom? Because I would. If I saw an air can freshener, I'd be like, all right, I can sit down here. Yeah, so a buddy of mine – He never likes to do this at a girl's house when he's dating her, but he had the bubble gut and had to go to the bathroom. You know, did a good old flushy flush, and he's like, oh God, I had the water running, I did that. And I guess thank God she didn't hear it, because they both like, all right. Jeez, that's a loud toilet. They both were kind of just like chilling out, and she was asleep, so she didn't hear it. But I'm wondering, does anybody ever feel comfortable going to the bathroom when they're dating somebody, or is that like a big no? Because so far... No, like they're like Alex is running out asking people to leave the building.
Leave their own house. Get out of your own house. Like actually leave the premises.
Can you exit the premise, please?
Or I'm going to Walmart, a 24-hour Walmart, and I'm using their bathroom.
So you'll do it in front of strangers, no problem,
no,
right?
No, no, I can't go in a public place either if there's anyone in there. But usually if it's 2 in the morning at a Walmart, there's not a lot of people in the bathroom.
You at 2 in the morning leave. That blows my freaking mind. Like, I would never do that.
I don't want a new guy that I'm seeing to hear me.
I'd rather risk life and limb 2 a.m. in a public bathroom at a Walmart.
That makes absolutely no sense.
I told you my story before. When I first started dating my ex here, it was like literally our second date. I was driving to meet him at his house, and I had to go, and I had to stop at a McDonald's or something in like a super sketchy area of town, remember? And I was holding it because there was a woman in there having custody issues, crying on the phone, wouldn't leave the bathroom, and I was sitting there, my butt was about to explode. I told you that story.
On the other side, Joe, you know, if you go to somebody new's house, you don't know their water pressure, like the way
it, I've had it happen.
What if you drop the mother of all bombs and it doesn't go down?
You've got to do multiple. You sometimes have to have control. You've got to be able to pinch it at any, you know, you've got to develop that over time, that you can, like, all right, stop, then flush, then again, and then flush. Like, that's on you.
What is that song that's like, now stop?
Hammer time.
Yeah.
Stop. Poopy time. 317-239. I don't poo with you. Well, you can hit us up, Joe and Alex Show on Twitter.
I got the squirts.
All right, let's go to Ray this morning. What's up, Ray? What'd you want to say?
Listen. This is all hilarious, but I cannot stand someone who's going to be worried about poop. Because poop happens. It happens. So, like, if I'm, okay, so I could, as a gentleman, I guess I would respect it at first. But I'd have to literally right away have that conversation, like, okay, we grown people now.
Okay, but when you're first dating someone, don't you want to be seen as like a sexy unicorn who doesn't poop for at least a week?
No, only you and your delusional head does that.
If I'm dating someone, I want to be seen as real. And the last thing I need is someone who's going to be finicky about something that I got to do. I ain't holding it for nobody.
Okay, but let's say you have a really bad, like MYK said, mother of all bombs happen, and you guys are about to hook up. Then are you going to say, sorry, I need to take a shower? You're going to do all that stuff at somebody's house you've only been to a couple times?
Well, logically, the alternative is, like, the worst. Why would I want to, like, tempt going through with anything if I got the mother of all? I'm like, excuse me, I gotta end this tonight. We'll have a great day tomorrow. I don't, like, we can't, no. And the truth is, because I don't want your nose hairs burned off. So, like, that's how I feel about it.
Oh, wow. I think you said everything we needed to say, Ray. I hope you're listening to this, Alex. I hope Ray's talking some sense to you. Sarah, what's going on with you and your poo?
So my now husband and I were together all of maybe 2 weeks.
Side note, Sarah sounds really sexy right now, so this is going to be good. She's got that, like, hey, guys, good morning. I'm a soft speaker. All right, so what happened after 2 weeks?
I'm at work. I'm trying to be, like, private, okay? Give me that.
Okay, so what happened to you?
Well, my husband and I were together for we've been together for 7 years. I mean, it wasn't 2 weeks before I dropped a deuce at his house, and then it was like, why not move in? So I did. we're married.
Did it stink? Did it smell? Or was it, like, nice and, like, you know, nobody noticed?
I have issues. Like, so I'll just say that, okay? And, like, there were sound effects, and, all of it. But there was spray, so it was good.
Oh, my gosh! Oh.
And now it's like a competition. It's a competition now. Like, we can hear each other's sound effects, and we just, like, somebody comes out, and we laugh.
Oh,
I mean,
my gosh!
Funny.
That's love!
It's too short to pretend like you don't poop.
Do you do that at work then, too, Sarah, with your coworkers? Like, wait, is that Sarah? Yep, it's Sarah.
Yeah, man, why not own it? Why not? It's a good laugh afterwards. I mean,
and you're still,
poops.
Are
like,
you still,
short,
are you still
like, you
sexy
poop.
To your man? Do you still feel sexy?
No.
Okay.
No.
Dang it, wrong answer. I was trying to get Alex to feel more comfortable when she had to go. All right.
Once I am married and I know that he is stuck with me, then I'm going to feel confident to do all my weird stuff. I'm going to be doing all the weirdest things that you can ever imagine.
But that could be a long time from now.
Oh, trust me. I already know. But until I get that man locked down with a ring on my finger, I'm going to be walking on eggshells trying not to ruin it, because God knows it has taken me so long. I can barely get a boyfriend. And once I finally get engaged, I'm not going to ruin it until it is locked down.
You're going to be so backed up. You're going to be like those people in this commercial, like, I lost 30 pounds inside of me because I finally went to the bathroom. Hey, we want to hear what you think about this. Joe and Alex show on our Twitter and Instagram. Also, you know, don't hold it in. Let it out. Let us know what you think. Radio Now 100.9 on our Facebook page.
Deanna says, I knew someone that took a plastic bag to the bathroom with them. When they were pooping, they would make noise with that. I don't understand what that means. What?
All right, just some dumb, interesting stories. We have those from time to time. I hope this doesn't come to it. I feel like my wife and I are doing really good now. We kind of, like anybody, have ups and downs in a relationship. She doesn't want me talking about it, but it's just being real. It happens. But
yeah.
I feel like we're in a good spot right now. I really do. And
what's going on? Well, what makes it good?
I can't, well... You know what makes it good, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, I'm kidding, not that. No, I got some good news to share. I can't share it just yet, it's private, but there's a lot of cool stuff happening.
She's pregnant?
Congratulations, Papa Pesh.
Hang on one second, please, hang on. It's the Joe and Alex Show, hang on. Okay, thank you.
Whoa.
Thank you. Anyways, some other cool stuff happening this morning here in the Joe and Alex Show. Divorce selfies, they're a new trend. Have you seen this? Like, who
yes.
would want to get a selfie with a person that you obviously can't stand to be around?
Someone who loves tormenting the other person.
They're doing them now, and you can search. We did this too, the hashtag in Twitter and Instagram. It's hashtag divorce selfies. And it's people like, if me and Alex were a couple were together and like they're flipping each other off, it's like, why didn't you just try to work it out? Like I don't know. I don't think I would take part in a divorce selfie. You know, I always got to bring food up on the show. A couple of cool things Oreo related. Oreo's cereal is coming back for good. It was like back in like 1998 when they quit making it.
I remember that.
Or 2007. I'm sorry, but oh my god, it was so good.
Oreos, whatever.
That milk, and also Oreo cookies now are coming out with a jelly filled donut flavored cookie.
And have you ever been to the cake bake shop yet?
I have not. I know what it is, but I have not been there myself.
Over in Broad Ripple.
What's there?
They have a new menu for summer, and they have a cookies and cream cake option now.
Oh,
three layers.
Oh, God, Alex, stop. You're...
Of Valerona chocolate cake, I don't know, filled with Belgian chocolate ganache, vanilla bean buttercream, and chopped Oreo cookies topped with vanilla bean buttercream
Stop.
And more Oreo
oh my
cookies.
Gosh.
And that's one of the options on their summer menu if you like going to the cake bake shop. That's my favorite place in Indy. And by the way, speaking of food, you're going to be mad because so Uber Eats is new to Indy, and I just ordered breakfast. I'm getting some chicken and waffles and bacon dropped off here at the studio in the next couple minutes.
Hold on.
Wait, you are?
Yeah. Wait.
You
ordered food and didn't even ask the group?
Because you order on your own Uber.
You're a terrible person.
I'm not.
I would have paid you on Venmo.
You are the worst person in the world to order food in here. Now you're thinking of us. I'm not paying you now.
What did you order? What did you order?
I ordered chicken and waffles and bacon. Chicken strips and waffles from the Grub House. I've never been there. It's on College
Avenue.
Now
I'm going to have to sniff your meat.
I've never had it, so I wonder if it's even good. We'll try it.
And producer MYK, you're a big germaphobe, right? You're always washing your hands, even though it didn't work for you and Alex, and you're both sick today, and I'm not.
Yes.
I don't even wash my hands. I got some good news. You can now quit wasting all the time, like getting the warm water. According to some research done, all you have to do now is just use soap and water. It doesn't matter if the water is warm or if it's cold. This is from Rutgers University, and they found that it doesn't matter. As long as it's at least, around like 60 degrees or so or hotter, you'll be good. The same thing between 60 and 100. So it could be burning hot, or it could be like room temp. So does that make you happy to know you're going to save a little bit of time washing off all those grimy bacteria germs?
I'm still going to scrub them off till my hands fall off.
Do you sing the happy birthday song?
Yeah, what do you do?
Sing the happy birthday song?
How do you know your hands are clean? Like, what's your process?
I can feel it.
Oh, brother. You're a freak.
I'll take it.
You got to do like the sniff test too if you're like eating like onions or something.
Ew.
Oh, gross. Okay. Well,
hey, you want to know who our true friend is? Hunter, who does middays right after our show, just hit me up right now and said, hey, are we going to do Uber Eats since Alex didn't?
I didn't know. Okay, Joe never wants to order food. For number one, every time we go after the show to eat, you never want to go. You never want to spend the money. So why would I ask you? Because I already know the answer is no.
Because we're a group. I ask you stuff all the time when I know you're going to go, gross. No.
Okay. Stop asking you if you wanted to order food with us or go get food with us.
I never said that. I told you guys that I usually can't go. I didn't say to stop doing it.
Yeah, exactly. So you said, I know you guys
don't.
You're
really putting words in my mouth. I never said to stop.
Is this true? That's why I assume.
You live in your own Alex world where sometimes we have to say, Alex, Alex, because I think you have conversations.
That's not
like
true.
You're filling in what I'm going to say. Producer MYK, am I making this up?
I feel like we would just always ask you. It's always nice to just ask anyway. Like,
of course,
one day, Joe,
even if you
be
know.
Like, you know, I came across an extra
shunned.
20.
I'm
Joe
getting
would share it. If he got free donuts today, Joe would have shared his donuts.
You know what?
With you.
I feel bad, Producer MYK. I wish Alex would have asked because I would have bought for all of us today.
Oh, you are a liar.